The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You ever slept for your first date?
That's not cool, Rob.
Well, it was a noon Saturday Redskins game. The ones they schedule after they're already out of the hunt.
How do you oversleep for a noon game?
Exactly.
I've done it.
How much did you sleep?
It wasn't a noon game. It was a 3 o'clock game because we were going to go to dinner afterwards.
The reason I overslept is that I was doing overnight stuff at WJFK at the time.
Oh, all right. That's sweet.
That's hard work.
Third shift. All right, let's move on.
Thank you.
I can't believe you married him.
Late work, not hard work.
Yeah.
Lastly, Carla, complete this sentence as Mike. My wife never admits to liking blank, but she really does.
Well, I have two, and I thought I was going with murder mysteries, but I'm going to X-nay that, and I'm going to say napping.
Napping.
Oh, damn.
I said wiener.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, we had a few moving farts. I mean, parts. And parts. Everything seemed to be chugging along for what is number 17 of our TMOS cocktail parties. Very happy to be.
It's 11.
Me?
11.
That's what I said. We're the 11th cocktail party that we have done. And Oscar Santana was telling me right before the show started how thrilled he is with doing these, and he would like to continue them indefinitely.
I think the word I use is perpetuity, Mike. Perpetuity,
exactly,
in perpetuity.
Yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Because it's always great when your wife says she's lit better where you usually sit and run the board.
Usually, she looks better anyway, no matter what she does.
Yeah, she's the one that should be lit.
I get that.
Exactly.
So,
by the way, by the end of the show, you stole it. I was going there. You got me right there.
Can you ask her?
You remember that send I asked you to turn down before the show started?
Correct.
You turn that back up, please.
Yeah,
thank you.
I got you.
I was wrong after all that.
No worries. I got you.
Oh, no.
So we are here with our 13th TMOS cocktail.
The 11.
It's what I said, and we're ready to go. This one, you know, we can't just sit here and swill booze every week and expect you to tolerate that as a listening audience. I think what you demand is constant change, shaking things up. And for the love of God, when you've got all these wives in one place every single week, I think it was only a matter of time before I succumbed to the pressure of the listeners that were saying, play the newlywed game. Play the newlywed game.
Nice.
And because our, let's be honest, our demographic watched that when they were in their 30s, that game.
Yes.
Let's be honest. All right.
Mike,
that's
we'll
how
take that
old
demo.
They kept bringing it back, though. To be fair, they bring it back like about every 6 or 7 years. So it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, like Sherry Shepherd was the last host, correct?
Oh, that's right.
Fair, she was.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Have you seen Sherry Shepherd lately?
Just the other day.
Yeah, she still manages to look stunning after all these years. But you know, Carl and I during this quarantine have watched an awful lot of game shows. We're a bit of a connoisseur of the art form. The gold standard, I think, you know, going away. Although I'm not a fan of his radio show because he faked those prank calls. Steve Harvey on, as far as Family Feud, there's no one better.
I
mean, I thought Richard Dawson was the greatest. host of Family Feud there ever would be. And then there were the tragic hosts, you know, like
people
killed themselves and stuff.
Oh, but Combs.
Ray Combs.
I cannot believe that.
But then you looked at... Oh, that's cute. Now, why? Shannon's doing the Carla pose.
Right, okay, right, it's fun. Isn't it relaxing?
It is.
I'll be doing it later.
I was like, that's why I wanted to sit next to him so I could do this.
Yeah, I thought she was going to be in my seat, and I was in Rob's seat.
Doesn't it feel a little comforting?
Yeah, it's
Carrie.
Nice.
Why don't you do it?
Me? Chill. All
right, try it, Carrie. Don't try it.
No, thank you.
ow!
Sore's big laugh of the evening, ladies and gentlemen. So we're here, Oscar, Rob, and Mike, and yes. Our game show hostess, Maddie Masiello, back in the
Woo!
House, back
hello.
On Wisconsin Avenue in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C.,
yes.
Looking lovelier than ever,
thank
and
you.
Back from quarantine, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Good to have you back, Maddie.
Thank you. It is so nice to be back with other people. I'm so excited.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
do you miss your cat though in the studio? Do you miss having a cat?
Some of the clients now are like have befriended him because he just craves attention. He just meows all the time. It's nice.
Are you
to
talking
get
about
a
cat,
well.
A real cat, or are you talking about Pony Boy?
No, I was talking about a real cat, but I mean, I guess maybe it works both ways.
Now we are going to play the Newlywed Game, and Maddie Masiello. Is going to host the game. This is an arrangement that was made earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And Oscar,
because we had breaking
news.
I don't
think we always have to pull back the curtain,
no,
but I think
no,
it might
no.
be interesting to pull back the curtain and explain how this came about. Because the last I checked, Pony was saying, "Hey, Pony, you can host the Newlywed Game." And Pony said something like, "And by the way, Pony's there."
Yeah,
Pony's
Pony,
there.
You want to pop in?
You
want to
pop
right
in real
out.
Quick?
I love this.
All right. put your camera on so we can all see you.
There he is.
Hi, Pony.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now everybody can see why he's not there.
Yeah, it's okay. Great. Every show needs a Kyle Mooney.
Right.
And ours is Pony.
Well, you know what? Your wife had the best line. Carrie said before the show something about the Taliban. I'm not sure what it was, but yeah.
Something about Pony and him being.
Yeah, he could.
Harry.
His friends in the Taliban.
His friends in the Taliban. So while we have Pony here, Oscar, could you possibly explain the logistics of why the game show host Pony Boy was replaced? Not at the last minute, because this was a midweek decision.
A couple days ago.
Yeah, a couple of days ago.
We're taping Friday. On Wednesday, we had a post-show meeting, and we're giving all the reps of what's happening for this evening's broadcast that you're watching right now. And Pony Boy informed us that he is not comfortable driving at night. And
what?
I look at it two ways. I look at him like a dependent, a loved one, and like I always want to take care of him. And then I look at it. Well, what if there's a real medical issue?
Right.
Now, this is this show. Anywhere else, they'd never talk about this. I had a separate conversation with Pony being like, "Hey, is everything okay?" Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm not really good at driving at night." So as soon as I got that, I was like, "All right, this is going to be trouble. Why don't we keep him safe at home in his
protective lair?
His biodome.
So he just doesn't want to leave home."
But Oscar said he came in today. Came into Podcast Village.
Fairness, I made him come in today.
Oh, he's scared of the dark.
He's like a real vampire.
Pony, would you like to explain why driving at night is... I mean, you've driven at night before. I know that.
Yeah, I can drive at night. It's just when it's like after like 9:30 or 10, I just start getting like really, really tired
like
very
the
quickly. Because I'm usually up at like 4 or 5 a.m. And my meds start wearing off around like 9-10 o'clock, and it's just, it gets very difficult.
Can we feed you after midnight or get you wet? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
You get me
just
wet
checking there.
Get him wet.
But why do you wake up at 4 or 5 a.m.?
It's just what happens. I don't know why.
I can answer that.
Okay.
He's excited to do the Mike O'Mara show.
Yes, of course.
You think
well,
he'd be
I would
more
go
effective.
So far as to say, get the day started. Just to get the day
Thank
started.
You.
I think that's what he's
But
what he's
safety first,
about.
Maddie was the first daughter was available. She said, I want to leave the house,
nice.
Please. I'd like to come in. And Pony went home before dark.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also in fairness to, and not to, I certainly don't want to cast aspersions on your ability as a broadcaster, Pony, but with Maddie coming in and, you know, assuming the hosting duties, we can avoid the, this pesky sound in the middle of the show. You know, this is the, well, maybe I could play it. That would be, or I could delete it. Or I could delete the explosion sound, which is very helpful for me.
Which I think everybody gets what you're saying, Mike.
Like, yes.
Here
I am telling Pony he's not a good broadcaster as I demonstrate my ability to not be a good
But to be fair, Mike, like they do at the Department of Motor Vehicles, you've built up quite a few plus points.
Yeah.
You can afford that misstep. Yeah. You're okay.
This is true. I'm very embarrassed. But Pony, you'll be standing by if we need you.
He's taking notes.
Which probably... Absolutely. Won't happen, but we've got Maddie Masiello who's gonna do the game show for us. So,
yeah, has she ever watched it, by the way?
The game show?
Yeah.
This is when you hang up, Pony. Thank you.
Bye, and Pony. We'll check back in. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Have you ever heard of the game show, Maddie?
I did. In research last night, I did watch a few, but I remember growing up, they had a version with Sherry Shepherd, which I think was the updated version.
Yeah, you were just mentioning
Sherry
Shepherd.
I watched that one as well.
But that was 4 years ago.
Exactly. Yeah.
Shannon, have you ever seen the Newlywed Game? Have you ever seen any incarnation of the Newlywed Game?
Yeah, I've seen Newlywed Games. I don't know which ones. Like, I don't know who Sherry Shepherd is.
All right. It's basically, you ask questions. And now the big question, of course, is Rob Spiewak came up with the questions. And I think we're not worried about any kind of... this is the honor system. Mm-hmm. As all of us receive the questions.
As I said in the email, please no cheating.
All right. No, anybody cheat? Because... No. Cheaters never win.
Yeah, cheaters.
That's right. And winners never cheat.
I just don't see, there's nothing on the line.
What's the
now, if
fun
there was,
about
if
it?
There was money on the line or some sort of reward.
No,
of
oh, there's not? We should have something on the line.
Well, we don't.
We don't. Yes. What about a bottle of your favorite liquor?
No.
No?
What do you think? What do you think would be something that we could
couple massages.
Ooh.
No.
I wouldn't feel comfortable massaging Oscar. Not in this Me Too era.
That is too funny.
I don't know.
I think
I gave an idea.
I believe that you did. Thank you. I gave liquor.
You did too.
And a useful one in this time and these crazy times.
I went to the liquor store today.
All right, let's go. Then both couples, the winning couple will each get a bottle of their favorite booze. So let's go around right now and see if the couples win what they would like. Oscar, would it be a bottle of Jack Daniels?
No, I got a new go-to. Do you mind passing me that, Shannon?
Oh, boy.
Or Vanna, if you don't mind.
All right.
Thank you.
Vanna, thank you.
Oh,
thank you.
Be careful.
Thank you.
With that big old glass that I saw of yours.
Oh, my God.
Where did you even find that? Rye.
Whistlepig Rye.
Is that what you're drinking this evening?
I will
my
be, Mike.
Mom loves I will that be. Stuff.
Oh, my.
By the way,
ladies
Oscar,
and gentlemen,
I will be really sad if you put anything more than ice and like a tablespoon of water
in
that.
I've got special ice cubes.
Or neat.
Everything.
Or just neat.
You going to be drinking that on the rocks?
Yeah, just on the rocks. I'm all grown up, Mike. I'm all grown up.
When did you grow up with yours? It's phenomenal.
So I have a friend from the Big O and Duke show. His name's Chad Dukes. A rye whiskey, and then I tried some like 2-3 weeks ago, and I loved
fabulous,
it.
Fabulous!
And then we have a friend who works for Whistlepig. His name's Whiskey Dick. Well, that's his nickname.
Whiskey Dick.
Yeah, his real name is God given name.
But
is Sam.
Isn't Whiskey Dick like something that's like
Whiskey Dick is when you can't perform.
You can't perform.
Right?
Yeah. But that's his nickname, not mine.
By the way, there were some Whiskey Dicks up at Cocoa Beach. Up for the man, oh man.
So I'll be having some Whistlepig aged 10 years.
Oscar is already up the ante, Rob, with the
that's
most
some expensive
expensive
it was.
Booze.
It was $80. That was
You can get even more expensive than that.
We better win.
Shannon, what will be your choice if, as a couple, you guys happen to win the Newlywed Game?
What's that? How do you pronounce that? Veuve Clicquot?
Veuve de Clicquot?
That's it.
Yes.
The champagne?
Yes.
You have the Veuve de Clicquot? That's a wonderful choice. That's it. Boy, but I think the Santanas are going to be expensive if they win it.
Yes.
Rob, what do you think? What's your favorite hooch? I know you've got probably the biggest palate of anybody as far as
by the way, and I told you in the in an email pre-show that we had a alcoholic curveball for you guys tonight. Do you guys want to guess what Carrie and I were both drinking the same thing tonight?
Sure.
What? Okay.
Well, I thought that Carrie had said to me last week that she was going to drink champagne.
She came to me last night.
Week.
She said that, it's hot. And she made a request, and I said, God, that sounds great. So tonight, we're drinking a pitcher of whiskey sours.
Oh, cheers. Nice. Oh, that's fun.
Oh,
fancy.
That's awesome. How are they? I haven't had a whiskey sour in years.
They're so good.
Yeah, this is a slightly cheat one because instead of using all fresh lemon juice and simple syrup, I use lemonade concentrate plus some fresh lemon juice and a splash of club soda. It's nice. And
it's little things like that that make it fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
It's so, a supper club favorite.
That is really, really cool.
It is.
The supper club. Maddie Maciel, are you enjoying any hooch this evening?
Not yet. I do have to drive home, but I will partake once I get there.
That's wonderful. That's good. That's good news. So, Rob, I ask again, if you guys happen to play, and by the way, this is, you know, the money, the good money around the listening audience is on the Spiewak family for, you know, just basically games, you know, even though, you know, some might say, you know, with the time together and how much time they spend together, maybe they don't know each other that well. But I mean,
we have a lot of what we call the mental telepathy. We still can think alike.
So if you win, what are you going to want?
I want a crown. And if Oscar can ask for whistle pick, I want to handle a crown.
A handle of crown. Okay, yeah. Very good. Carrie,
is this
what
fancy
will you...
whiskey? What am I? I mean, I saw bottles that were like $300, $400. Yeah. Like, oh, I don't know.
He wants regular crown, just lots of it.
Yeah, but Oscar, to be fair, that is it is a real upper tier stuff, and it's not easy to get all the time. It's not always available.
I've seen a couple bottles around $200-$300.
Didn't Buddy send us some Crown?
Yeah, Buddy did send us Crown.
Mm. But it was especially Crown Peach.
Yeah, and, right. Oh, and that's, another like Crown.
New for the season,
named after the Tannis.
Would you? I'm not a Crown guy. Would you like the Crown Peach?
You know what? Hold on to it in case you have company, because I don't like the flavored Crowns.
Buddy's going to be sending you guys all drinks. I know they should be coming to the show.
All right.
So, like that.
He is a good
Carrie,
buddy.
We know you like the champagne. So, what, you know, this is the time for everybody to be thrown a wild card. So, what do you want if you guys win tonight?
I'll take some champagne. Anything cheap, and then can I have the difference in cash?
All right. That's getting creative. I like that.
I'll take an ABC gift card.
That's a great question, but the answer is no. But we will send you the cheap champagne, and now it's to
well,
us,
you know,
Carla.
I guess what I would take, since we're going a little on the expensive route, is Silver Oak red wine.
Well, Oscar can ask for Whistle Pig, which is about $70, $80,
mm-hmm. right.
You could probably ask for a bottle of Silver Oak.
But where do I get pickup? They don't sell that at 7-Eleven, do they?
Would you settle for a bottle of Red Oak Silver Wine?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to smell it first.
That's the Alex Jones wine that they're selling right now. Which is just like, it's got the silver compound that cures the COVID, like he calls
right.
it.
Right, oh yeah.
Yes. And then with the space-time continuum, you're gonna drink that right now because it's got silver in it.
Terrifying.
Let me see. What do I want? I don't really know.
What do you love?
I don't know.
Whiskey.
I would like a bottle of Middleton's Irish whiskey.
Nice.
If we win.
Nice.
Now, where does that go up against your house brand? The Jameson's.
You mean Jameson's?
Yeah.
It's better and more expensive.
Ah.
That's what I like about it. But that's what's on the line. The couple that wins this evening will get their favorite booze. Rob Spiewak, perhaps you could explain how the game is going to work before we get rolling.
This is great.
This is actually pretty good, Carla. I love this.
So all you have to do is like literally hold the microphone.
It stretches. Like you're like, oh, this could stretch. I like this.
Carla gave me a present before.
What is it?
Before the show started, that's a money clip.
Oh, that's
it's
nice.
It's his father's.
You still use paper money, Mike, with COVID and everything?
Yeah, we do. Sorry, you
caught me. I spray Lysol on mine.
Yeah. Do you know what? How Eric Bickles saw that? He said that is a money clip.
Yeah, literally.
Money.
This is not my father's money clip.
It's not.
No.
Whose is it?
I don't know. It says 2002 on it. Oh. Maybe you gave it to me.
Let me see it. Right.
The clip has a coin built into it somehow, like a silver dollar.
Yeah, silver dollar. That's what a 2002 silver dollar.
Well, this must have been yours, and then I saved it, and it got really tarnished, and then I
tarnished
it. Yeah.
Maybe just it reminded you of Mike in one way or another. You know, you're like, that this is perfect for
tarnished.
Him. Because it was his.
No.
Tarnished. I'm tarnished.
Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. I'm just saying.
I've got corrosion all over me.
Well, I met you in 2003,
but the coins in 2002 were still around in 2003. It's not like they had to make them fresh for the clip.
Yeah, but why would I buy him a
I was already out of that marriage in 2002.
Yeah. Was it maybe an in-between girl?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know. I think if it was in between girls, he would have popped out the coin and used it in a slot machine.
Oh.
Don't save that one. All right.
That
Jesus
one.
Jesus Christ, that one. You know, man has needs.
I guess there wasn't any party for her either. Took what you could get, huh?
Yeah, no, you're right. Is that going to be that kind of night? Is that the kind of night it's going
to
be?
No, I can't wait to play the game, though.
All right, well, let's get Rob to explain.
All right.
By the way, a round of applause for Rob Spiewak for me on the questions that I saw, because I only looked at the ones for us, and I didn't read the ones that you were giving the wives, so obviously that would be cheating. I think you did a good job with the questions this week.
Thank you.
I think, can I say show and tell one more thing, please?
Yes, of course.
I joke about those rubber wedding bands that I wear all the time.
Which I absolutely love.
You guys are going to relate to this. This is a ring that I picked up.
That's his fourth wedding ring.
On our trip to Cape Canaveral.
Ooh, look at that.
On our That's way great. Back.
And, is it a mood ring?
It kind of looks like a moon ring, right?
Hold on,
it might be. Oh, geez. Well, at least he's doing it in
it's
his elbow.
It's the paper money.
Thanks for being safe.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
God, sore throat. Yep, I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
Oh, the fever.
No, I'm kidding. We picked it up at a roadside attraction. That is the hint. I'm going to start sneezing.
Oh, Jesus. That way.
Yep. Yeah, let it out. Damn that it. Sounds so refreshing.
Yeah. How does your inner elbow smell?
Oh, geez.
Like a baby.
I know it's humid down
like
there.
Yeah, like a baby.
Oh, God.
Really? All on right, camera?
So, it's that so old anyway, money clip. Gotcha.
We look. I'll give you the first hint. This is the cheapest ring I've ever put on my finger.
Take a guess, Rob. How much do you think we paid for it?
Oh, I thought we were supposed to guess the vendor, not the price.
They're going to ask. I want them to ask where I got it, but I can tell you that it is the cheapest ring I've ever put on my finger.
Is it Carla going to be the kind? Up. Is it the kind of game where we can keep going as long as we get yes answers, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I'll begin. It is a roadside attraction type store, you said.
Yes.
Okay. Are they also known for their nut logs?
No, that is incorrect.
Oh,
no, I'm terribly
sorry.
Can
set the board? It goes to Oscar.
Can you get petroleum gas at this place?
No, you cannot. Oh, Jesus, that was loud.
My God.
I'm so sorry. Sorry about that. No, back to... do we want the wives involved in this?
Sure.
No, they don't. They
know about wedding rings.
They want. Right.
Carrie Lynn?
Yes.
Do trucks stop there?
No. When I said attraction, it is a roadside attraction. Mm. Are you ready for another hint?
Do you get fireworks there?
No, you cannot.
So it's back to me.
Here's the next hint.
Yes.
You've been there.
Oh, then I'd like to weigh in and make a guess.
Mm-hmm.
Wink? Is it Gatorama?
Oh!
yes.
Oh my God, you went back to Gatorama?
Yes, because we had Michael with us.
Oh, is Goliath still alive?
We took Michael to Gatorama, and
we were checking out.
You know, a little slice of Tiger King, right? My own backyard.
Yeah.
We went to, and these were, what was the site? It was like anthrocyte, mitocyte,
something, and
something
it helps site. With arthritis.
Arthritis site.
I know. It's just, jeez.
But anyway, that's my little show and tell. And it's anthrocyte, is it?
Yeah, well,
is
I don't like $20? $30?
It was, no. It was
$1.99.
Oh, $1.99. Fantastic. That can't be right.
Fantastic.
Our bond is complete.
I don't even have my wedding ring on. I don't even know where it is.
I can't take mine off.
That's why I got him that $1.99 one.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So he can wear it.
All right. So before we start the show, Rob Spiewak, let's get the ground rules how this is going to work, okay?
All right. This is hosted by Maddie Masiello, and here is how
Hi,
it works.
Maddie.
It's based on the old classic game show, The Newlywed Game, but here's a variant. Because we wanted to make it move a little faster than it did on television, we've already locked in our answers, and it varies by round. In the first round, I believe the ladies have locked in their answers. No, I'm sorry, I take that back. In the first round, the men have locked in their answers. Maddie will ask us the questions that they've answered already, and if we match, we score. We try to answer what our spouses have already said.
So who leaves first?
Nobody leaves at all. You stay until the very end. And also, Mike, here's the exciting thing. The points escalate as the game continues. No one is ever eliminated. In round one, the questions are worth 5 points, building up to the 600-point bonus question. So a lot of times...
Which means the only people that are going to win are the ones that get the bonus question.
Well, yeah, but that also means that you're never out of it. Because you
you're
know, there
never
are times,
out of it.
There are times like, am I the only one who says that the Redskins can't run the table?
Don't you think they still have a chance?
Yeah. Right. You're always in it. And that's how they set up the game on television to make it so you are always available to be a winner.
Mm-hmm. So who's going to answer questions first?
In the first round, the men have already locked in their answers. So Maddie will ask the question of the wives. Then we will flip our cards. And if we match, we score.
Yeah, does everybody understand the rules?
Yes.
Yes. Clearly.
Do you understand, Shannon? Do you understand?
No.
Ask her.
What can I clarify?
Can you make sure that your camera is not on mirror my camera?
My camera?
Yeah.
Or anybody's. If you haven't enabled it, then you don't have it.
It'll be backwards.
Oh, you mean so that
you can actually read the
answers that we show?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, let me say, when I hold this up, does that read?
Yeah,
right?
Reach just fine. Reach just fine.
Okay, good. Yeah, okay. We're good. We're good. That's the scoreboard. Right,
hold on. Let me test mine.
Arts and crafts. Okay.
Let me test mine.
The banner.
Yeah, the banner looks great, Mike. So we actually know because you're
Okay.
Behind
See,
you.
Smart. Somebody's
let me,
thinking.
Let me show mine. All right. See if this. Can you read this?
Yes.
That is funny.
There he is. All right. Well, that means we can start right after this. Is that correct? And Maddie, are you ready to go?
I am ready.
Exciting. Is everybody excited?
Ready.
Whatever. We'll start right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi. We're your local high-speed internet and cable provider. Are you looking for a fast, reliable internet connection? A large selection of your favorite HDTV channels? With 24/7 access to the best customer support technicians, all at a fair price? F*** you. You'll take what we give you. You'll have the option of choosing from several of our completely unwarranted ripoffs, including internet speeds up to 200 times slower than Korea, at twice the price, TV packages with over 500 channels, 90% of what you can view, and we guarantee a plethora of hidden fees. Then, our barely trained technicians will come to install your services somewhere between the hours of 8 a.m. and 10 p.m., knock once while you're in the shower, and promptly leave. And once we do finally get your service up and running, it'll be down and limping within 3 hours. Indefinitely. Why, you ask? Simple. We are part of what is called an oligopoly. It's like a monopoly, only legal. See, in closed-door meetings with four or five of the other major providers, we've secretly agreed not to have differing prices, allowing us to completely eliminate any competition and collectively raise our prices to optimum c-bag levels. Because we here at your local high-speed internet and cable provider don't believe in customer satisfaction. We believe in money. Pools of money. Looking for a better deal? You can oligobble down our you're paying for it. Your local high-speed internet and cable provider. You won't like it, and there's no other option.
Hey, wait, come back.
Well, look who decided to show.
You were supposed to be here 4 hours ago.
Was I? So, I'm the tardy one?
Yeah. I was going to go to that bed and bath place, and now it's closed.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have come at all. Jerk off! I'm just joking with you. Let's do this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, like Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios at our nation's capital. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now, and we're going to play the Newlywed game today.
Isn't yeah, buddy.
Can't wait.
From Gabs, Nevada to the Perry District of Spokane, Washington, Jonesboro, Tennessee, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Quincy, Illinois, Potsdam, Germany. Is that last week's cities?
No. This is still this week.
I don't know.
Yeah, you went away for half a day and then.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
back.
I'm all discombobulated. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Cornerstone. Things are crazy out there.
Crazy.
Things are crazy out there. Lenders have reduced programs and raised credit requirements to offset their losses from COVID-19. The team at Cornerstone First Financial is keeping up with the latest changes to make sure you get the best rate and program for all of your mortgage needs. Whether it's a purchase or a refinance, their low rate guarantee and the fact that they are a lender and a broker allows them to have
all
the programs available,
not
just a one size fits all.
Call my friend
Mark Livingstone at Cornerstone First Financial.
202-625-1221.
Or 1221. Or online at cornerstonefirst.com. All states reopen. I'm sorry, as states reopen. That was just wishful. Popped into the commercial because it was wishful thinking.
That's what you think, right?
Well, you know me. I'm a big reopener. As states reopen, and a big non-masker. As states reopen, buying and selling housing activity will be unprecedented. And people will need to tap into their home's equity. Don't call a loan salesperson. Call a loan professional, for the love of God. Oh, I'm sorry. Cornerstone First Financial, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. And we thank them for sponsoring. And now, without further ado, let's just dive right in, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Do we have to? Do I have to do that, or what?
Yeah, it would be great if you could, Charlie Warren it up.
It's your time to shine, baby.
And now it's time. By the way, on Minecraft, they had a military Minecraft that I downloaded for Michael, and I could have sworn that Dude Walker was the guy that makes them do their first parachute jump because he's going three, two, Dude Walker thing, but I don't think it was. Anyway, I digress. It's time for the Newlywed Game. And now here's the host of the Newlywed Game from Buffalo, New York, daughter of the mayor, Madeline Massiello.
Thank you.
Hi there, Maddie.
Great to be here.
She can drive
great
at
to
night.
Have you here. Yeah,
she can.
Exactly.
She drives who's, again by night.
Who's keeping score?
I'm keeping score.
That's no fun.
I don't trust
so we're
you.
No, he's good at it.
Exactly.
He's good at it.
He is. He's
don't,
really good.
Don't screw with
and
him.
And Pony's
he's
at home
at
making sure we're not cheating.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Pony will run an audit between the rounds.
That's why he's home.
Pony, feel free to jump in if anything's amiss, okay?
Oh, I will.
Are you in a tunnel?
You know, he's hammered.
Hey, Pony, can you do math at night?
No, I can't do it during the daytime either.
Okay, very good. All right, well, Maddie, I think we're ready to go, and why are you doing that now?
I like to hold my mic.
I spent not a lot of time, but I spent the time.
Well, I can tell it's all messed up.
Let me explain something. When you're holding cards and you're going to be doing that, this is the most paramount time.
You're right. You're right. I'm glad you're thinking.
To do that.
Here, let me
you. Oh my God. Wow. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Wow.
This is great.
Wow.
I'm right.
Mike, I can handle music and, of course, scorekeeping. I will call on you for dings and buzzers. Is that okay?
Got one here.
Perfect.
Done and done.
Nice. Love it.
Do you need anything else? Because I've got, it's a new car. It's a brand new car. The Pontiac.
That's a good one.
Now let's bring in Maddie Massiello, and she likes her cheeses after dinner. And then we got this one, too. Take a look at these beautiful prizes lined up for your entertainment. Isn't this absolutely amazing? Yes, you could win. All right, so we go, and then we've got the Synth Showcase.
Oh, God, I love it.
Who doesn't want a small refrigerator with a human head in it? All right. Okay, we're
that's
ready to go.
Half the movie Seven and half the Price is Right.
Oh, I do Kevin Spacey because it's been all over cable.
Right.
All right. Kevin Spacey in the movie Seven, the scariest scene in Seven when he walks into the precinct house late in the movie. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Detective!
Oh, God. All right, sorry.
Pretty good.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. Pretty good.
It was very exciting. Maddie, sorry
that
about that.
That movie's fun.
No problem.
We're ready to go.
All right. Are we, Mike?
Brad Pitt in that movie.
I can't remember the last time I laughed that hard.
Big fun.
Big fun.
Yeah, kind of an appropriate reference now that we're going to play the Newlywed
Game.
I know, right?
What's
hey,
in
Maddie,
the box?
I got a question
What's
for
in the box?
Maddie, how come 98% of your shot is like studio equipment?
Let me scoot in a little closer.
Okay, sorry about that.
I'm just trying to get a scene of everything. 98%
studio equipment and also 1% Clorox wipes.
Yeah.
Oh, there we are.
I like that. Yeah.
The Clorox wipes. Jolene. That's it. That's fantastic.
Yes, thank you, Jolene.
Thank you very much. All right. That's nice. We're ready to go.
All right. Well, first, let's introduce the couples.
Oh, yay.
Couple number one is our newliest newlyweds. He calls her his vice president, and she says he's a monster. But at the end of the day, they're still each other's peach.
Aww.
From Washington, D.C., it's Oscar and Shannon Zabaios.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's so sweet.
All right.
I love it. That's wonderful.
Up next, they say COVID-19 gives you no taste. And if that's true, the bride in this next couple was patient zero more than 25 years ago. He's fascinated with the past, and she's begging for a happier future. From Leesburg, Virginia, it's Rob and Carrie Spiegel.
Nice handshake.
That's right.
That's wonderful.
No social distancing.
And lastly, we have our father-daughter couple. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's just the couple from Florida. They enjoy heated games of Trouble, $2 margaritas, and muting each other's microphones. From Fort Myers, Florida, it's Mike and Carla O'Mara.
Woo! Oh, fist bump.
Oh, no. Aww.
Oh,
that's sweet.
Can I get a fist bump?
Huh?
Aw. Yeah. Oh, Mike, don't.
God.
What are you trying to do? You want to punch
Seriously?
Him?
Seriously?
Yeah, you just got to.
He's very frail. Be careful.
You got a limp fist bump.
What's that movie? Brooklyn with Ed
Motherless
Norton.
Brooklyn.
Motherless Brooklyn, where he touches women that he's attracted to. it's a great little movie on cable. I want to check it out. There's a pick-to-click recommendation right in the middle of our game.
Hey,
it doesn't need to be a blockbuster to be big fun.
That's for sure.
Yay.
And Edward Norton is a great actor.
Oh, I love Edward Norton. I really do. I love him. All right. I'm ready.
All right. This first round of questions are worth 5 points each. The men have locked in their answers, and the wives will try to match their husbands.
Ah.
Carla, let's start with you.
Oh, God. Okay.
Last week, who will your husband say was wrong more often?
Oh, he was.
Mike?
I'm going to say me.
It's a match.
Is it not mirrored? Is it wrong?
No, it works. Yeah,
is that okay? Does it look? Does they still read? Okay,
yeah.
Very good. All right, thank
5 points
you.
To Mike and Carla.
You owe yourself a ding, Mike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry.
You should know better. You can't do two things at once.
Well, no, I just thought you've earned it. It's fun.
That fist bump really threw you for a...
What was that?
Excuse me.
Carla.
Sorry. Oh, excuse me.
Minus two for
that. I had Raisin Bran for dinner. Sorry.
Raisin Bran. Okay. I'm ready.
Carrie, last week, who will your husband say was wrong more often?
He was wrong.
Rob?
Rob was wrong more often.
Very good. Thank you. Well done. That's exciting.
Lastly, Shannon, who will your husband say was wrong more often?
Me.
All right. She's right. Shannon is wrong more often.
Hey. Oh, could you write a little smaller, you moron? Could you write a little smaller?
I have dainty hands. I don't know what
I have to say. He has really nice handwriting, but it should have been larger.
It should have been larger, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a tie game, guys.
Yay!
Tie game. That's exciting. We all did well in the first round. Or the first question. I don't know what the...
This is the first question of the first round.
Today's
it's classified,
Friday,
Mike.
We're playing a game.
1A.
All right, well, let's try to do
1B.
Let's do 1B.
2A.
Two what?
You wrote 2A.
Well, that's because that's 20. The way that Rob wrote it. In
I know.
Questions.
It was very confusing.
I know. Right?
Yeah, I know that his first questions were under two.
Right?
Do you know you did that?
I wasn't confused.
Sorry, but that's
and
the, you know.
We got it.
I asked
we got
him
it.
So many questions and
that
he
was,
said,
you know who
I was
you reminded
as clear
me of?
As I could be.
No.
You remind me, Mike?
Who did I remind you of?
Pony.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
I would never stand for that.
Who complimented you on the questions? The questions were good, but the way they were
that's
laid
a
out.
Backwards
well,
compliment
it what should have been 1A, 1B. That's right. The way it should have been.
No, if you wanted to do it, you should have done it.
No, the rounds were named within it.
And
here we go.
The items were numbered, so Maddie
you were really
would have
clear
something to go by.
On telling us who needed to write down the answers.
And
so
really,
real
as long as you
that.
Just followed it, it's fine. The reason I went in order, so Maddie would have a grid that she could follow, and then everything said round one, round two, round three, round four.
All right.
So if you just read it, it was perfect.
I don't know if that. Well, okay, Donald. If it was perfect, it was perfect.
Mike, it was the best. It was the strongest. It was the funniest game show ever.
It's working. It's huge. Let's see how it works.
I tested perfectly, positively. I mean, negative, positive. All
right. We're ready.
All right. Next question.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Carrie, let's start with you. What was your worst date?
Oh, so many.
Yeah. And you know what? Oh, I know. What's fun is that it might not have even happened yet.
Pimlico.
All right, Rob.
Oh, Pimlico was great. Pimlico was
awful.
It was bad, but it got us back together after the breakup. You have to admit that.
Wait, you guys broke up before you got back together?
Yeah, we had a hiatus. But
you met back
he thought he could do better.
Oh, my God.
He was wrong. What a jerk.
Rob.
Well, you know what? She didn't fight all that hard to let me try.
Oh, the audience is just, the audience
anyway,
is shocked by that.
She's incorrect. The worst date ever was the world's coldest Redskins game. When I actually overslept, took her to a Redskins game, and we had seats on, I mean, the first row. And I don't know if you remember the way the winds used to be
on the first row. No, you're supposed to say on the yard line.
Yeah. Sport games.
The yard line doesn't have anything to do with this because we were in the first row down by the field, and the way RFK was built, there was a sort of a cyclical wind thing. I have never
been
that cold.
Were you on the 50-yard line, the 40-yard line, in the end zone, 20-yard line?
Actually, Mike, I think we're on the 22 on the visitor's side.
Okay,
but that doesn't really matter.
But you're basically on the field.
Because we were in the first row, and the wind was so bad, it nearly killed us.
Right, okay.
All right, well, it doesn't matter.
He's right.
You get a buzz.
Okay, so...
they get a buzz.
No,
they were incorrect.
That was actually our first date, and he was like 3 hours late. I thought he stood me up.
I overslept, yeah. Was that our first date?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that was nice.
You overslept for your first date?
That's Rob.
Well, it was a noon Saturday Redskins game. The ones they schedule after they're already out of the hunt.
How do you oversleep for a noon game?
Exactly.
I've done it.
How much did you sleep?
It wasn't a noon game. It was a 3 o'clock game because we were going to go to dinner afterwards.
The reason I overslept is that I was doing overnight stuff at WJFK at the time.
Oh, all right. That's sweet. That's
hard work.
Third shift.
Let's move on.
No.
All right, thank you.
No.
I can't believe you married him.
Late work, not hard work.
Yeah. But anyway, at Pimlico, as we decided we wanted to leave the infield, we saw a guy throwing a beer in the tunnel, and I shall always remember that.
Special. All right.
All right,
so is it who are we on to, Maddie?
We're going
to
move on to Shannon. Shannon, what was your worst date?
Ooh.
I don't even know. I can't even remember any dates recently.
What?
At least.
Are you kidding me?
We're building a business here, and we're like...
I'm not talking about half an hour ago, Shannon. You've been with him for a while.
What was the one without Todd Moore?
What was Maui? Maui was like a week's-long date.
No, we don't like go out on like legit dates.
Hey, don't tell me our personal business. I got an answer. Here we go.
Well, no, hold on. She didn't give an answer.
She
didn't.
She doesn't have one.
She said we don't go out on dates, she said.
No, we legit.
And I said,
we don't go out on dates. We work together.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Wait, is that a match, Maddie?
That's a match.
That's a match.
Oh, my gosh. 5 points.
So, I feel like so cheated.
I think they cheated on that one.
You think
that's
cheating. I look like a monster. Are you kidding me? Why would I ever cheat?
Just kidding.
Gee, Carla, how about we just say we don't know for the whole game?
I didn't say we don't know.
And then we win.
Who asked that question? We're in quarantine.
You know what? That was a tough question.
Right?
You think back.
But no, the question is for the duration.
You couldn't possibly cheat and you both had all the questions.
No, we've been together for a decade.
Yes, that's why I'm saying. So the quarantine has only been a small part of that.
They picked the prize.
We also worked together.
Very good.
I didn't want a prize.
Excuse me. I think there's another couple of these things.
Oh, yes.
Moving right along. Carla, what was your worst date?
Well, I don't remember where we were, but I know that I ended up dropped off at Target.
Oh, snap.
No.
That's a great date.
Target? Yeah.
Judging by Mike's face, I don't think he wrote that
remember,
down.
Remember, that's when we took our hiatus.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah.
Snap.
Yeah.
I said, remember that time we went down to Fort Myers Beach?
Which time? Because anytime we
fights.
Oh we yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, but why Target of all places? That seems like a peculiar place to drop you off.
It seemed like a good place to drop her off.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You know what? It would be better if they had shopped online through the Mike O'Mara Show website.
Yeah. Sorry.
Nice save.
So we got that wrong. We've had a lot of bad
dates. I'm starting to itch now. I'm getting
bad dates.
Oh my God.
All right. So we're, you know what? We have to take a break.
We really should take a break right now.
Because what's the score so far, Rob Spiewak?
Right now, the Santanas are in the lead with 10 points. The O'Meara's and the Spiewak's tied at 5.
Wow.
It's close. All right. It's close.
Well, we'll continue with the newlywed game when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Everybody.
Under my skin.
Paulie.
Either your essential worker slaying the dragon or trapped in the house with the family.
PC.
But have no fear, the TMOS cocktail party is here. Every Friday, the boys get their drink on and take your calls. And as a special bonus, the wives are also here. Carla, Shannon, and would you even believe Carrie Spiewak? And they're all boozing it up too.
And you look pretty
good. And as a special gift to the fans, the bonus show is on Facebook right after the regular show. So now let's lift all our glasses to the Toastmaster General himself, Mike O'Meara.
Thank you. Thank you. I love it when Paulie does his promos right from the bus. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Best Fiends. If you're looking for a fun way to pass the time while engaging your brain, your answer is Best Fiends.
Best Fiends is a game that anyone can play. You can spend as much or as little time as you'd like in the game. Perfect for a little break anytime.
Best Fiends is a unique and exciting puzzle experience unlike any other. Puzzle game unlike any other.
Mike, you know what? I had a big night with Best Fiends. Two things happened. They sent their update, so the graphics have changed. So it's a new-looking game. It's fantastic. And I actually made it to level 103, Slick Snake.
Thank you.
And what? Right. Say that three times fast.
Slick Snake. I have to kill 6 slugs and drop 4 crates, and it'll happen tonight. I promise you.
I played a little on my road trip up to the space launch.
And he did.
It's addictive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Great game. Best Fiends updates the game monthly. Once you start, you can't stop. Best Fiends, great anytime, doesn't require internet. It's great, no bandwidth, no problem. Engage your brain with fun puzzles and collect tons of cute characters. Trust me, with over 100 million downloads, this 5-star rated mobile puzzle game is a must play. I am not kidding you.
It's a must play. Download Best Fiends free on the Apple App Store or
Google
Play.
And I just have to say, Robert De Niro there in Casino.
Oh, yeah, she was saying
that. Damn, was hot.
That was, saw a Casino Robert De Niro
God,
was at
I loved his outfits.
Oh, my God, if you think he's hot in that, you got to see Taxi Driver.
No.
That's Friends Without the R. Best Fiends.
Yeah, she thought I was hot. In the end, they get it all.
All right, we're back to the newlywed game, and it's flying along. We got a vet. We don't know who's going to win. Very, very exciting.
Anybody's game, Mike.
That's right.
Maddie, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm learning more about you guys than I ever thought I would.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Oh, there's so much more.
Well, this next question will start with you, Shannon. Who is the most unusual family member in Oscar's family?
Oh, well, that's going to be painful. Jesus.
Can you restate the question, please, Quizmaster?
Sure. Who is the most unusual family member in Oscar's family?
Just be honest. It's fine.
Tia Toya's husband?
Oh, damn. Deep cut.
Tia Toya's husband.
I did not know that you went that way. Oh.
Well, nobody else is, like, awful.
We're in trouble. Jesus.
Toya's husband.
They're not listening.
My sister.
Oh, the sister. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's incorrect.
We share the same birthday.
She's a bit of a bully.
Yeah, she's a bully, but that's not. She's not unusual.
What did Cyndi Lauper say? She's so unusual.
Sorry, kids. All right,
moving on.
Moving on to Carla. Carla, who is the most unusual family member in Mike's family?
I would have to say Cousin Mary.
Mm-hmm. Mike?
Look at this. There it is.
That's a match. Nice. I love that. That's a match.
You seem so sweet, but she just doesn't pay rent.
God, what's the matter with you?
It was a big deal to pull that, okay? That.
How dare you?
Stop it.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, moving along. Carrie, who is the most unusual family member in Rob's family?
There's a lot. And you know, this is the one I spent the most time on because there's 10 good answers.
I know, because it could be. I'm going to say Tommy.
Tommy, the late Tommy Spiewak. He was in the running, but I went with my cousin John's wife, Onion.
Oh, wow.
Onion. I have to ask the question, how did she get the name?
I love it.
How did she get the name Onion? I can
she
only
is,
imagine.
She's allergic to onions to a point where one time she was smelling onions at a family get-together because they were cooked in something, and she required to take her leave to lay down. And
wow.
Then the following Thanksgiving, my mother made an entire batch of onionless stuffing. And she made a sign on it that said, with a popsicle stick, this stuffing has no onions in it.
That is too
funny. And at the end of the meal, it was untouched, even by onion.
That is so rude.
Did you touch it? Did you have a bite?
Well, no, I like stuffing to taste right, so I ate the good stuff. But I mean, okay. If someone makes an entire entree
just for
you,
onion. Yeah.
And onion didn't eat it?
No, yeah. And that's I find so that sad. Rather... unusual.
In all family get together, she manages to have onions by accident.
Accident. And then she has to lay down.
I have to say that. I have to use that one.
That is pretty
good. Gotta go lay down.
Hey, what's the score?
That's
not the end of round one yet. Right now, the O'Meara's and the Santana's tied at 10. The Spiewak's trailing with 5.
Nice.
All right. Let's lay it on us, Maddie.
Next question, Carrie, we'll start with you. Complete this sentence as your husband talking. My wife never admits to liking blank, but she really does a lot.
Hey!
No, oh my God!
Wow!
I'm not sure it mattered. Don't play that. And here I was trying to play it like it was true.
Look at him. His cheeks are all red.
Robbie, dirty dog.
Mine too.
I said dessert.
Dessert.
Maybe it's dessert for her.
I meant chocolate, so you know.
You always have to go to the next
you
level.
Got, yeah, you know,
you ruin any bodily function humor.
Jesus,
always.
Christ.
No, never.
You don't know how to do it.
I disagree.
Yeah,
I think it's fabulous.
You love it.
Go the extra inch.
Chocolate in. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very
oh,
good.
Oh wait,
right.
I didn't mean it that way.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Right. Of course you didn't. Maddie.
Okay. We're gonna move on, please.
Yeah, Maddie. I'm so sorry.
Shannon, complete the sentence as Oscar talking. My wife never admits to liking blank, but she really does a lot.
Fat kid snacks.
Fat kid snacks. FKS.
Fat kid snacks.
Yeah.
Does this count? I wrote. McDonald's.
No.
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 That's not even true. I don't like McDonald's. I mean, that's not true.
Kind of a fat kid snack. Isn't it the ultimate fat kid snack when you really think about it?
No, but you know what Shannon meant? She meant
gummy
fruits and stuff.
Is that what you meant?
Little Debbie's.
Be honest.
When I think of fat kid snacks, I think of when we were at my parents' house and my mom packs my stepdad. Fat kid snacks.
and they're like
Entenmann's. I love Entenmann's.
Okay. And Oscar loves them, right?
Like grocery store stuff.
Okay, you like them, and
so
he does too.
It's fast.
But the judges said no. I'm terribly sorry.
I'm sorry. I got robbed.
All right. Lastly, Carla, complete this sentence as Mike. My wife never admits to liking blank, but she really does.
Well, I have two, and I thought I was going with murder mysteries, but I'm gonna. X-nay that, and I'm going to say napping.
Napping.
Oh, damn.
I said wiener.
I like the picture.
Yeah, you know, I'm a weird wiener.
And good enough for a B+ in anatomy.
I think Mike and I are married.
Hey, you hear the one about the college co-ed standing in front of her biology class, and she's asked to draw the mail package, and she gets up at the chalkboard, and she does this fully... You know, you know what?
Engorged.
All the way, like in totally in a state of turgidity. And the professor says, no, we'd like you to draw it the other way. And she says, what other way?
No! Whoa! How about that?
Like she never saw
one. Did you hear that in college?
I did not, no. And I never want to hear that again.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. We got to take a break. We got to take a break. When we come back, more Newlywed Game on the Mike O'Meara Show, everybody.
The U.S. listen to podcasts? Do you like to hear virtual voices through the magic of electronic reproduction? How would you like to hear your voice on a podcast? Now you can. Just submit a promo to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you cut the mustard, you can rub audio shoulders with all the promo greats. James Amato, Paul Christine, even that guy. It's as easy as falling off a log. Just follow this simple procedure. One, select a TMOS topic that you want to promote and then record yourself promoting it. Two, send your promo as an MP3 to rob@MikeO'MaraShow.com. And if it airs, you can be a star. Can fabulous wealth be far behind? Ha 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 ha! You better hurry. We look forward to hearing from you. Here's to showbiz.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Crash diets are always temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. The favorite part of Noom is that it is one of the biggest food databases available. Mm-hmm. It has literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home. It's the best. Oscar loves Noom. Carla loves it. It's fantastic. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS. You try Noom. You're going to love Noom. It's going to be fantastic. Are you timing my commercials?
Yes, I'd already
thumbs up to. I didn't know what you were doing. You were talking during the commercial break. I wasn't sure what was going on. Is everything okay?
Everything's perfect. You nailed it.
Thumbs up.
All right,
thumbs
very
up.
Good. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're playing the newlywed game right now, and Maddie Masiello has broken quarantine to join us at the Podcast Village Studios in Washington, D.C. We appreciate that. Pony Boy is at home figuring out why he cannot drive at night. And
I think he knows why he can't drive at night.
Yes, yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's okay. That's
there
right.
is one question so left in round one, and okay. we can attack that now.
All right. Well, Carla, let's start with you.
Okay.
What is Mike's most irritating habit?
Ew.
That's a great question.
It is.
Well, he has plenty. I would definitely say watching TV loud. Loud volume. That's so irritating.
Loud volume.
Yeah. I said nose picking.
Oh, that is so disgusting.
Not a match.
That is so gross.
Not a match. Sorry, buddy.
That's how you get the COVID.
I gotta give myself a buzzers. Yeah.
Yeah, keep your fingers out of your nose.
Get the COVID.
Don't touch your face.
Unless you wash your hands first.
Sorry about that.
Sorry. And after.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Shannon, we're going to go to you. What is Oscar's most irritating habit?
When he bites his nails.
Oh,
bites his nails.
Yeah, that's tell so him normal. It's unbecoming.
Oh, Jesus. He snores is what I wrote. So I got that wrong.
That's annoying.
Oh.
But that's not a habit.
Okay, not
we
a match.
Don't know anything about each other. God.
All right, Carrie, do you want to round us out? Tell us all Rob's right. most irritating habit.
I think we got this one. Picking your lips.
Oh, that's a good one. Oh.
Put some chapstick on.
Exactly. That's
exactly. Jesus.
But the answer I went with was changing the TV to black and white every night.
What's wrong with you?
Wow. You mean like turning the color off or going to a channel that has
going
that,
to right? a perhaps an episode of You Bet Your Life or something that's been captured from the Turner Classic Movies channel. Okay. Mm.
Oh, so, good for you. Good for you.
Jacket.
Oh, good for you.
Is it?
Okay.
Not good for me.
Poor Carrie.
Mike, in second place right now, is the lip picking Spiewak 2. We have 5 points.
Does he pick his lips at work, guys? I've never noticed.
Well, this is great. Because I think we said this a long time ago. If you're a dirty dude or you pick your lips, you're not coming back to work.
You can't come in. You can't.
Notice he's been at home.
That's right. I've worked for them for like 75 years. I've never seen him pick his lips.
Mm. Do you see the lips, though? Can you see that he's done it?
Yeah.
He has chapped. I know he has chapped lips.
All the time.
Big time chapped lips. Yeah.
They're not chapped. You're dehydrated. Pulling skin off.
He needs more water. That's a good point.
You need to drink water.
Yeah.
He's thirsty. Or
how about this? If anyone has any opinions, just offer them.
We can solve this problem.
Hydrate, man.
Rob, you were giving us the scores, right?
If I can, I don't know if this mouth is functional anymore.
Look at his cheeks, they're red.
Swollen set. Yeah, they are red. How about that? Your lighting looks fantastic. Great job. The Spiewax in second place with 5. A two-way tie for first. The O'Meara's and the Santanas,
yes,
both with 10 points. But that can change in round 2, where every question is worth 10 points.
Woo! All right, we have to take another commercial. That's the way we can get all the commercials in. That's what we want to do. And then when we come back, we will continue. And Matty Masiello will forge ahead. Anything she says is okay with me. We'll take our break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. The Mike O'Meara Show. Hi, Pony. Pony Boy Bloom.
And youth will pass. You asked.
Hey, it's the host.
Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Meara Show can now be streamed on Spotify. Just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Ooh, I like that.
Hey, welcome back to the... Yeah, that was a gulp, wasn't it? Hey, welcome back to the Drinking Show. This portion of the Mike O'Meara Show is brought to you by Facebook Stars.
Stars.
They're just like us. Steve Carell eats dinner every evening. Jackie Chan mows his own lawn. And twice a week, Louis C.K. covers his entire body with peanut oil and then accidentally invites his housekeeper into his office. They're just like us. See, just like you. But those are showbiz stars. Frankly, I must prefer the Facebook star.
Yeah.
And so should you. It's a super easy way to support TMOS while you're watching us on Facebook Live, like right now. Hey.
Now.
Okay. To send stars while you're watching, simply click the star next to write a comment. Select how many stars you want to buy. I recommend a whole load.
And you know how much load is.
Then click and send. Boom. Instant gratification. Every star puts a penny in our pocket, and that adds up. As always, we appreciate all your support. So please do it now. Shoot a few stars our way, because if your heart is in your dream, no request is too extreme. When you click upon a star, your dreams really do come true.
That's awesome. Good job, Mike.
Thank you. Welcome back to the Newlywed Game. Isn't that right, Poncho?
Yes, it is, Mike.
All right.
You've never told us his name?
Oh, Poncho.
No, I don't know what his name is. I'll come up with a better name that's not necessarily Hispanic, you know?
Well, because you already got one in. We can fill that till.
Yeah, we don't need to do that. Yeah.
How about a good Polish name? Call him Stosh.
Let's start working with puppets.
Oh, I love puppets. Like
work for Steve Bridges at KCJJ. So
Mike loves puppets too.
Julia's interested. Yeah, she's interested.
She makes puppets. Yeah,
puppeteering.
What about the meat puppets?
This is an avenue we should explore.
Very exciting, Maddie. You can dive in anytime. We're just rambling.
Let's start with the second round here. Questions with 10 points each. Mm-hmm. The women have locked in their answers, and the men will try to match their wives. And I'm going to implement a 5-second rule where you have to answer the question within 5 seconds.
Thank you.
All right, I'll have my finger on the trigger.
All right, Mike. We'll start with you. What adjective best describes Carla on your wedding day?
Beautiful.
Mm. That's not an adjective. Really.
Yes, it's an adjective. It's one of the great adjectives and all. Do you know what adjectives are? Oh, here we go. This is Centerville High School education is going to come through. This is where it's really, if you don't know what an adjective is.
I thought it was a person, place, or thing. Something.
No, that's a noun, Oscar.
That's a noun. Jesus Christ, can we demonstrate? Beautiful. What's your answer?
Carla, what did you write on the card?
I said stunning.
Judges, sorry.
You gonna give that to
her? Even though I was gonna say beautiful.
No. Wow.
Two different words.
Not a match.
That's harsh.
Sorry, not about a match. That.
But Oscar, we'll go to you. What word best describes Shannon on your wedding day?
Sweaty.
hot. Look at that, huh?
What do you say?
No.
I actually said hot because it was hot.
Yeah. Well, remember they left the hot yoga studio on.
I remember.
That's pretty close.
Sweating.
I would sweating. Give it to him.
That's Maddie's call.
If that's what she no. says.
You say no, Maddie says no.
Thank you.
Sorry and Shannon, you should be nicer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just saying, she would have given it to you.
Oh, like I'm the monster.
You're bossing her around.
Yeah.
Like I'm the monster.
Anyway, Carrie. Rob, sorry.
Yeah.
Rob, what adjective best describes Carrie on your wedding day?
This is so easy. Hungry.
Yeah. That's me on any day.
Carrie, what did you write down? Stunning.
Stunning. Yay. Another stunning.
Stunning. I think alike.
How about we all blew it?
Well,
we
I
all
was.
Blew hey, that. I would like to know this is that when Carrie was had her hair done, had her makeup done, was in her veil. Sent someone out to McDonald's for a hamburger.
Yeah, nice work. Nice work.
There's video of it. That's right.
I love it. I
pretty
love
glad
it.
We
love
paid $28 a plate for the reception.
Were you not serving any food?
Yeah,
they did. They
not
had good
before.
Food.
Yeah,
I mean, I wasn't chow. There, but you were.
They had good chow. A TV reporter for USA Today watching a beer can television. I was there. I was there.
I
at
heard
their
the
nuptials.
Story on the radio. That's awesome. Yeah.
No matches. Yeah, no matches in that round. Okay.
Okay. Go
All
ahead,
right,
Maddie.
Next question, Oscar. What is Shannon's dream car?
Oh God. Jeez. She doesn't like cars. Hold on.
She's got it. She's the one that had it written down.
Women don't have a dream car. That's sad.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's
was that a matching answer?
That's matching.
Well, you know what?
Dream car. Why do women
Shannon, when you cheat, don't rush it. When you cheat, don't rush it because it doesn't look as genuine.
No, she showed the card before his answer was finished.
No go.
That is a violation. I'm sorry.
No go.
No, she constantly sees me building cars, and I say, "This is my dream car," and she said.
Run that tape
Why
back.
Do you have dream hey. Cars when we don't
Maddie,
have
Maddie, you're
cars?
The judge.
I
What's
think,
going on?
You know,
Run
e-
the tape
either
back.
Way, I think he was past the 5 second mark anyway, so it's a no-go.
Maddie, all I am is nice to you. All I am is nice to you.
Well, you need to be me and
we
Oscar.
We cut those checks.
I love
it. I can't be bribed either. Like, it
I also
work
love the
ways.
Fact that if you go back and watch when he was asked, Oscar started looking for the card because he doesn't understand
this,
how the game works.
This whistle pig's gotten it. Let me tell you.
Anyway, Rob, what is Carrie's dream car?
This is tough because we hate every car we've ever had except one. I think that her dream car would be she'd want to have another Chevrolet Tahoe. My own Tahoe! Yes!
Good job, guys.
Yay!
Wasn't it burned down in some sort of arson?
No, the Tahoe, it stopped starting. But other than that, once it started, it was great. Oh, okay. It had 700,000 miles on it.
Solid car.
Great
Solid
car.
Great car.
Finally, Mike, what is Carla's dream car?
What is it?
Range Rover. Oh. Full-size Range Rover.
Nice.
Yeah, that's good for
damn.
That's good.
Damn, Daniel.
Carla.
Yeah,
that's beautiful.
I can't even possibly describe how that's never, ever going to happen.
Hey, I'm work. Once I get back to work after COVID, I'm going to buy my own damn Range Rover.
Okay,
thank
good
you.
Luck. Good yeah, for that's you. A lot of facial.
Such a lot of babysitting
probably like
for
a 2001.
That's yeah. A, yeah, probably not going to happen.
Oh, you guys watch. Say I can't and watch
you know
me.
You Rob, will. You
do
will.
I have
I'm
to break or can
no.
we do one more
we
round?
We can do one more round. Yeah. Absolutely.
Let's do one All more right. round, Matt.
Last question. Rob, we'll start with you. What is the first movie that the two of you saw together?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, wow. I'm going to guess Reality Bites.
Oh, I couldn't decide if it was that
great movie,
or...
Great movie, great
movie.
I was between the two of them, too! Not a match!
Damn it!
Oh.
That's how long we've been married. Mm.
That's right.
Tombstone.
Wow. All right, Mike, what is the first movie the two of you saw together?
I'm really going to get in trouble.
I don't know if this is like the first one. What? What?
I need an answer.
Just say it.
Yeah, 5 seconds.
The Cider House Rules.
Are you f***ing kidding?
Oh, no. Hey, stop it. I'm sorry. Was that
was
not you?
Laura.
That was a different wife.
You loser.
Sick burn.
Sideways. Sideways, yeah.
Oh, Sideways. Yeah, that was a good movie. Sorry.
Someone is mad.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Finally, Oscar.
Laura.
High School Musical.
You know what? That's a
Hitchcock. High School Musical.
I've never even seen High School Musical.
Oh. Yeah.
But I did have to Google which movies premiered in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And we definitely saw this.
Oh, in that's Les Miserables.
Both musicals.
So not a match, incorrect. Though.
We left
Sorry,
early.
That is incorrect. Rob, tell me what I have to do.
Early.
Do I have
we
to
do break?
We can do one more. We can do
Let's
one more
do
question.
It.
One more, Maddie. Let's steamroll ahead.
Do it.
Let's
All
do
right.
It.
Oscar, what celebrity couple are you two most like?
Oh, damn.
Daniel?
I'm going to say, Jesus Christ. Who's the girl from the morning show? The morning show with the white chick and the Latin guy.
Kelly. Oh my gosh, Kelly. That would have been good.
Okay, Kelly Ripa and Mark Consuelos.
Yes. Thank
yeah,
you, thank
that's
you,
a
gotcha.
Good
yeah,
one. But I said,
oh, Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's so sweet.
I was googling like power
Famous couples.
Couples.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Power couples. No.
That
not
is,
a match, though.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right,
not a match.
Rob, what celebrity couple are you two most like?
It's so clear to me. It is Bruce and Demi.
Bruce Willis and Demi Moore.
Yes. Such divorced. A monster.
The Trumps.
Oh my
Not
god.
Oh, funny.
All right, and Mike, what about you? On, what celebrity Mike. Couple are you two most like?
Oh God, I'm having trouble with this.
Really?
I'm having trouble with
Carrie's,
this.
I can't believe it.
Carrie's answer
this is,
probably
it's
got to
be old young.
You.
It's got to be old young.
It does not
young.
Necessarily.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be old.
I mean, whatever.
All right, I'm going to say Prince Charles and Camilla.
Okay. Nice.
Camilla is what did you busted. Write Why would you say that?
Oh, Curtin
oh,
Goldie.
Oh, that's
Curtin
sweet.
Goldie.
That's a fun couple.
But not a match.
Fun couple.
Thank not you. A match. I'm terribly sorry. There
sorry
we go. Well,
that.
We got to take another break. I got to pay the bills
Camilla?
Here.
Camilla?
You always say that. You
yeah,
always said that.
I know. I'm
There's
sorry.
A, that's what, Maddie, we have one question left in round two, right?
That is
So when
correct.
We come back, we'll do that, and we'll give you a score update. So thank you,
All
Mike.
All right, very good. Hi, Linus. We'll take a break.
Hi, Linus.
We'll be back with more fun on the Mike Romero Show.
He's on the other side.
The UBS Evening News with Howard Beale.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a pandemic. You're upset and you're angry and you stare at your podcast player and you say, please don't take my Friday cocktail party or my shopping center or my bonus show or my steel Belgian radials. Luckily, you've got the Michael Berry Show and it's not going anywhere. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. You've got to say, I'm a human being, goddammit. My life has value. And that's okay, because you can always go to your computer, open a window, and type MikeOberoShow.com. Do it. You'll be glad as hell, and you won't have to take it anymore. MikeOberoShow.com, making you as glad as hell. I must make my witness.
Thank you, Howard. Welcome back to the Mike O'Bara Show, brought to you by our TM... What's going on?
Carrie's talking.
Awesome.
brought to you by our TMOS t-shirt store. Act fast, because time is running out. This is probably your last
is
chance.
It?
Go yes. click the TMOS t-shirts banner on our website, because you need your TMOS passport to the Asport t-shirt.
Yes.
Only a few remain, so let's sell this puppy out. Super comfy, super fine, and a super limited edition, so make sure you order yours right now. I said right now.
Right now. Right now.
Come on, when?
My
now?
Life has value, goddammit, and I'm aware of the fact that the other t-shirt sold more quickly than the slow-selling passport to the Asport t-shirts. Yes, we need another idea, goddammit, and we're going to get one.
Not till these sell out.
What, we're having a problem selling these out?
Well, not selling like the other ones did.
Why?
I don't know.
Whose idea was it?
I thought it was somebody.
Asport,
I think it was a collective.
That was mine, honestly.
You're fired.
It was from the collective.
I think it's one of the best t-shirts we've ever had.
This is a shirt that I'm going to wear.
I would wear it.
Probably. Yeah.
Yes.
It looks like a passport.
Yeah, Carrie.
Fantastic.
To the
Another
Asport.
Brand new design from the Mike O'Bara Design Center, which, by the way, they're working there right now for the next one.
Well,
yes. They're very excited.
They only
about.
Got the green light unless this sells out.
Yeah, you got to sell out the first one. Then they get the green light for the next one. And the next one is going to be, oh my God. All sizes are available. And because you asked for it, it comes in ladies fit too. Perfect for our male listeners of larger carriage who want to really cram their man boobs into a tiny lady shirt. It's like getting a cottony soft chest rub from a friend you didn't know you had.
That sounds awesome.
Guys,
you.
Your nipples will thank you.
Wow.
Just click the t-shirt banner at Mike O'Meara Show.
I forgot I wrote that. It's been so long.
Very awkward.
Only a few remain, so carefully follow the instructions.
Wow.
Carefully follow the instructions and get yours now. TMOS merchandise. Wear it to help keep us keeping on. Thank you, folks. Your passport awaits. Don't dilly-dally. Sell the goddamn shirt out.
Yes.
Yeah, please.
How many do we have to sell, Oscar?
I'll ask Oscar told
less
me
than
what
50
happens.
Right now.
You sell a bunch, oh, no problem, and then people get burned on the whole t-shirt deal. So
everyone,
I think we should
prove t-shirt. Oscar wrong to
how about
guys.
Me wrong?
How about hats next time?
Ooh.
Does your guy do hats too?
He said he can find the hats that you like. Yes. I've already.
Wait, what do you mean you like?
Well, Mike What's wants a top hat.
No, Oscar knows the type of hat I like.
Yeah.
What kind of?
The one that had TMOs.
He likes
the
flex fit.
Yeah. Have you ever seen Raiders of the Lost Ark?
A fedora. Just call me Inspector Gadget. That's it. All right, Maddie, it's all you, my dear.
All right, last question of this round. Oscar, we'll start with you.
Okay.
If both of you were trapped on a desert island, who would be more likely to eat the other one to stay alive?
Oh, I definitely take her out. I'd take her out. Me, Oscar. Oh.
All right, Shannon, what did you say?
I said that I would.
Not a match.
That's incorrect.
Problems.
Sorry about that. Terribly sorry.
Yeah. Right, I got more fat on me. Is what you're saying?
Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Mike, what about you? If you were both trapped on a desert island, who would be more likely to eat the other one to stay alive?
Well, Carla watches Survivor a lot more than I do, and I would be more likely to expire. And just by the nature of me dying first, Carla would have to eat me. Very good.
It's upside down.
What did you say? What?
She would eat Mike.
That's a match for two.
Would eat Mike.
Excellent. Yeah. You would eat me.
Would that be okay?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Would I have to cry afterwards and
no,
feel
enjoy.
Guilty?
Enjoy.
No, no, no. No.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, keep some water by the fire because it's going to flare up.
Enjoy the duck.
Right, I will.
Mm. Yeah. Finally, you, Rob. Who is more likely to eat the other one to stay alive?
I would probably be the one that would eat Carrie because I've been trying for years. I'll just say I would eat Carrie. Yes.
Mm. Okay, Carrie.
No, no, please explain.
I always ask that, but
here we go.
I would eat Rob. I eat all the time.
So not a match. Sorry about that.
That's not correct. All right. It's time to move on.
That concludes this round.
Okay, so
are you all right there, Rob, or are you losing your place?
Well, I had a hard time hitting the button
Carrie,
over there.
You got all upset.
No, it's not that at all, Oscar.
I got him flustered.
Right now, there has been a tidal shift, Mike.
Really?
The Santanas in third place with 10 points.
Right. Wow, the Speewacks have moved up on the hit parade.
Nice. The cheaters are losing.
The Speewacks in second place at 15. And the O'Meara's with a handy 30 points.
Woo! Middleton's.
But this can all change in round three.
All right, very
because
good.
Because every question is worth 15 points in round three. Maddie.
Let's do it.
All right, first
question. We're staying on the air for this segment, correct?
Yes, we've got time for one or two more questions.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna roll this into the when does this game end,
this
by
is
the way?
Technically the bonus show, Mike. Let's just keep it rolling. You know what I mean?
No, we
don't. I don't know what you mean at all, Oscar. What are you saying?
No, Oscar, we haven't finished the regular show yet.
Stop
that we're gonna upload.
All right.
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Mike, we have as many as six rounds as we can do, but we can cut at any time.
Well, then we're definitely going to have to roll that into the bonus show.
100%.
Okay, we're
wasting
time.
Okay.
All right.
Semantics.
So we have basically five minutes to go of a regular show, and then we're going to take a quick break.
So one or two more questions, right.
Mm-hmm. All right, there we go. Let's do it.
That's right, Howard.
We'll start out this third round. Carla, what is the worst present Mike ever gave you?
Ooh. Oh, we're getting this one right.
You can count to five. I don't know. I don't know everything.
Oh, that's a bull.
Sorry.
You know what? I'm not accepting that. You got to make something
sorry.
Up.
Sorry. I can't think of one present that you gave me that sucked. Sorry.
All right, Mike, what did you write down?
What did you write down?
Let me see.
Because maybe it will hint.
I went my default answer, wiener.
See, that was a stupid
comedy.
Answer.
No, it's comedy. It's comedy.
No, it's good.
You didn't even
I went for comedy.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
You know, shame on me. I went for comedy.
I wrote Steel Belted Radials.
Steel Belted Radials. There you go. I'm channeling Howard Beale because it's the impression of the month that Rob and I are doing with each other. So that's just the way it goes. I'm very sorry.
I channeled my wiener. Gave her a wiener and she hated it.
Moving on.
She hated it. Said, stick that somewhere else, you fat pig.
Put it out your window and let everyone yell at it. I'm mad as hell.
And I'm not going to take that wiener anymore. Okay.
Shannon, I'm going to go to you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Maddie. Sorry.
What was the worst present Oscar ever gave you?
Was it the gift
of
silence?
Answer something. No, I don't
know. 5 seconds.
No, I feel the same way. I have no idea.
Time has expired.
I have no idea.
Oscar,
no
match. What did you write down?
I never give bad gifts. She gives terrible gifts. I never give bad gifts.
Never was the never. Answer. N-A. That's it, but it still doesn't count.
Not applicable.
No. Wait. I get
doesn't
points.
Count.
She said, no, you don't get points for that. Doesn't make it
she said
right.
No.
No, but she said she didn't
she
know.
She didn't know.
Oh, correct. You know what?
If she had said he never gives me bad gifts, she didn't say that. She said, I don't know.
Every time I open the gift and under the paper, there's always a wonderful gift. The ribbons, it's my gift. There was never even a gift given.
I'm going to say this. I still don't have a birthday gift.
Never an A.
I still don't have a birthday gift.
Let it go.
Yeah, your birthday's next March.
Yeah, someday you get a milestone birthday, like 60, and watch what happens then. No, yeah.
He wants the most expensive gift in the world.
Yeah, the kids get flown
Mike
in.
Mike just wanted a big
pupkis.
A big TV.
Is this your 60th coming up?
He just had no, 60. I'm already 60.
Yeah, everyone
and
forgot,
I threw
including
a birthday
Carla.
Party for him. No, I threw a birthday party for him.
We changed so candles and ice cream
the
and the
girls
daughters.
Down to Maine,
Maddie,
up
save
to Maine.
My ass right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, let's go to Carrie. I'm dying to know, what was the worst present Rob ever gave you?
A gold cross necklace.
Actually, to be more specific.
Maybe a diamond.
The second white gold cross necklace.
That counts.
You are trash.
And what you got to know is that two Christmases in a row, I gave her the same piece of jewelry because I had forgotten. And I knew in the very back of my head, she wanted a white gold cross because, of course, above all, we're Christians. And I bought her two crosses in consecutive Christmases, and as I checked the receipts, from the same jewelry store.
Oh, no.
Jesus, what's
and,
wrong with you?
Final sale.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Oh, no, you cheap bastard.
Oh, it was not cheap at all.
Not cheap. That was the point.
What do you do with the second cross?
Show him.
I re-gift it.
Yes.
Oh.
No, but the other one, though, had the one that had the diamonds, and you turned into an anniversary ring, remember? You had it melted down by the jeweler.
Rob, I'm the. I think I can probably volunteer. Yeah, she sold it, Rob. She sold it. She pawned it. Yeah.
She just told you she did that. Yeah,
babe.
She did
that.
Well, you know what? Those little white lies keep marriages happy.
Yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
And Mike, we have reached the time where we can bridge the regular show and the bonus show.
Oh, isn't that special, everybody? Oh, my God. We're going to roll the newlywed game into the second
on
hour.
We're staying on air.
We're staying on air.
Don't go anywhere.
Don't
go anywhere. Cracker Jacks.
Yes, get Cracker Jacks. Yes, we know you need your Cracker Jacks.
I would have to go to CVS.
Act like an adult for a second.
No, you can't go to CVS.
Go to CVS and get Oscar a birthday present like Steel Mountain Radials.
Maddie, as usual, kicking ass and taking names. Fantastic job. Oscar. I defer all hail to making that call early.
Oh, my gosh.
How you doing? Hey, Pony, are you still there? Are you still listening in?
He's asleep.
I'm awake and I'm listening.
There you go. Fantastic.
Hey, you know what would be fun, Pony? Turn off all the lights in your apartment and walk around and see if it works.
We'll take a short break. We're back with the bonus hour, uncensored, and a free view for you, everybody. When we come back, more newlywed game right here on the Mike O'Meara Show for Rob and Oscar and Shannon and Carrie and Carla. Mike O'Meara saying so long, everybody.
Bye bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MearaShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Meara, Radio Entertainment.
For you.
Golf's no different from hockey. It requires talent, self-discipline.
Golf requires goofy pants and a fat ass. You should talk to my neighbor, the accountant, probably a great golfer, huge ass.
Oh, hey, I'm wetting my jockeys here.